WTBQ. All right, welcome everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti, and welcome to the American Dream. We are here every Tuesday from 10 to 11, interviewing the biggest, the brightest, and most courageous entrepreneurs we can find in good old Orange County. And as usual, today is no different. And as we have to start the show each and every week, remember this show is sponsored by Miles Wealth Management. And the opinions of my guests and myself are our opinions and not the opinions of Miles Wealth Management and or WTBQ. All that piece is out of it. My guest today will appreciate that actually as well. And just remind everybody, listen, this show is about the entrepreneurs in Orange County and then, you know, what they do and what they do for their families and our community each and every week. And, you know, it just is, anybody can imagine, this is not the simplest thing in the world, you know, but being an entrepreneur is amazing. These are great gifts that each and every one of us have. And the lucky few get to go out and give them out and give those gifts out to everybody else so they can enjoy them. And today's pretty neat, to say the very least. I am lucky enough to have Lauren. Actually, I'm going to make sure I don't. Brophy, is that the last name?
Yeah, that's right.
Normally, I goof those things up, Lauren. Well, give a quick tee up here for Lauren. Lauren was, believe it or not, was a regulator in a past life, but we're not going to touch too much on that. But she was from 1988 to 2014, worked with FINRA, which is generally a five-letter word in my business we don't like to see too often, but worked in the securities regulation field for 28 years and started as a junior analyst and worked her way up to vice president of equities. Left that full-time position to kind of work an abbreviated work schedule in 2006, and then assumed the regulatory specialist leading a special investigation unit, which I really don't want to know what that is, and probably you can't talk about it. But eventually leaving in 2014, left Wall Street behind to take the full-time position of running her own company, the Apple Valley Inn, B&B, and Candy Apple Shop, which originally, I believe, is in Glenwood, New Jersey, right?
That's correct,
okay.
Yes.
And Lauren has as a partner, a very special partner, who also jumped in with two feet, am I correct?
That's correct.
And Lauren, Lee started. Did she start the company?
No, we started together.
We started together. Yep. But she kind of took the lead role while you were still working back and
forth. Yeah, initially, there. Yeah. She took some time off, in between jobs and was there full time at the bed and breakfast.
Okay. Well, listen, and I kind of jumped ahead as you do. Welcome, Lauren. Thanks for taking the time to be on the show here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And today, again, what we say, we start these things out every day. I mean, we respect people's time, especially being an entrepreneur. You know, your time is everything. As you well know.
Absolutely.
And, that said, give us a little background. I mean, how did you go from the very strict environment of looking at crossing the T's and dotting the I's to putting your feet into the world of being an entrepreneur?
Yeah, well, having been working in the regulatory field for many, many years, and Lee, who's actually a controller for a company, for an Italian-based company based here in the United States, we wanted to have an exit plan. We didn't want to work for somebody for the rest of our lives. We wanted to kind of build a dream and see it through. And so we started to come up with ideas. And the idea of a bed and breakfast was appealing to both of us. I had a cousin who actually had a hotel down in Spring Lake, and I used to love going there. And Lee had a similar dream. And so we started to pursue looking. And that was in 2000, I believe. We started looking. It's still working full time. And believe it or not, we looked at over 100 bed and breakfasts.
Wow.
And that was from Maine to Georgia. Now, did we look at all of them in person? No, but quite a few of them we did. And we visited a number of them, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, you name it. We went and looked. We were always trying to find the right fit for us, something that, we knew we could make a success, but also with our eye on having two businesses run out of the same location. So yeah, we would have a B&B, but knew we were looking to do something else. We didn't know what that was, but to kind of parlay a second business into that. So a lot of the places we looked at didn't fit the bill. And then we were lucky enough to wander up to Sussex County, into the town of Glenwood, and we found the Apple Valley Inn Bed and Breakfast. And to be honest with you, it was fate, because we drove up there on, I think it was March 15th, 2003. It was a snowy day. There was about 2 feet of snow on the ground, so you couldn't see the shrubs. You couldn't see anything. You could see the porches, and that's really what captured us. We drove up. We saw these beautiful wraparound porches, and we fell in love with it. And ironically, you know, we turned to each other and were like, do you have the checkbook in case we want to put a deposit down? And
so you were prepared.
We're always prepared,
right.
You know.
True.
So we walked in and we looked around, and the house was definitely in need of some serious renovation, but it had an instant charm that we felt. And so that day, we put in a bid. We went home and waited patiently and received the notification that they accepted our bid, and we closed a month later. We actually closed on tax day, April 15, 2003. So we just celebrated our 13-year anniversary last week.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, that is quick.
Yeah, it was pretty quick.
Yeah.
We weren't messing around.
No. Yeah, but you did the research. I mean,
we did.
I mean, you did the due diligence.
Oh, yeah. We took a course. You know, we took a preferred innkeepers, aspiring innkeepers class. We interviewed a lot of people that were bed and breakfast owners. And we have met some really nice people along the way that shared a lot with us. And I think that helped us understand what we were getting into, although you're never prepared. You think you are, but then once you're in it with any business, you know, it presents challenges that you have to just deal with. So, you know, the Apple Valley Inn Bed and Breakfast was the perfect place for us. The building is wonderful. We could instantly see how we were going to renovate it. And we had the good fortune of it having a second building on the property. And that was extremely enticing to us because that was, we didn't know what, but we knew that was going to be another business for ourselves.
Which, when you said right from the beginning, that was the idea, is to be able to have two businesses running at the same time.
Yeah. You know, we were talking before we came on the air that, you know, a bed and breakfast, it's not the most lucrative operation, especially a 6-guest room bed and breakfast, which is what the Apple Valley Inn is. And so we knew in order to, you know, to live up here and do well, we needed another business model. So,
right.
Or a business model that included another business.
It's amazing you went through, but you know, obviously your backgrounds helped you in doing the analysis.
Yeah, I mean, Lee being a controller, an accountant, you know, she was great at looking at the financials. But, you know, that being said, your heart takes over a little bit in anything. You know, you kind of, it's probably
there's no way to stop it, is it?
There's no way to stop it. And we all make certain mistakes because our heart kind of overlooks, you know, well, we can deal with that. And so we analyzed everything, you know, but quite honestly, the bed and breakfast, the financials were not something that we really put much much merit in because it was a bit of a slow moving business.
Okay.
And we knew that we were starting from scratch. We knew that the entire property had to be renovated and we were up for that. And we knew we had to build a new clientele and just kind of go forward. So it was really a building it up from the ground up.
That's a good point. And you realize that, listen, that it was far from a turnkey operation. You knew that there was going to be an immense amount of work in renovating, and I'm sure we can go into stories about the renovations.
Absolutely.
And how instantly that how many turns they probably took as you were going through them. But having that realization, getting into the business as an entrepreneur, and knowing, listen, this is not going to be a walk in the park.
That's right.
And being truthful with yourself. Right?
Yeah, and you know, looking at the business, looking at the building, because that was the business initially. You know, we could see not all the rooms had private bathrooms, and in today's day and age, people want their own bathroom and
right.
want modern conveniences. They want internet. They want everything, and I don't blame them. You know, I have those same expectations when I travel.
Right.
So we wanted to meet those goals, and the house was built in 1831, so it's not really it wasn't configured for all these things. So it was very
not by
inventive.
A long stretch. Trust me.
No.
My father has an 1800s house.
Yes. Okay. So you know.
Yeah, it never changes.
When you take down a wall, there are many surprises. And so we knew we were in for it. But we didn't shy away from it. And we were excited because we really believed that the house had a great feel and it would be a great place for people to come to stay and to enjoy the county.
Interesting. You can hear the passion in your voice. Because I think I was made. I wouldn't call it a mistake. It's just something that kind of overrides some of the due diligence and the analysis you do.
Oh yeah, it wasn't a mistake at all. But it was. You know, we kind of our hearts definitely led the way because we had looked at so many, and we were slightly discouraged because we couldn't find the right one. We would go and visit them, and there just was always something off. But yet, when we pulled up to the Apple Valley Inn, it was perfect, even though it wasn't perfect, if that makes sense.
Yep.
It looked aesthetically pleasing. We knew renovations can fix anything. It had the bones, and it had the other building, which was key. So, you know, we were extremely lucky to find it, and you know, 13 years later, we have no regrets.
Well, you create your own luck, and you know that as an entrepreneur. With that said, we got to take a quick break. This is Jim Mazzetti. This is the American Dream. We'll be right back after this. We'll be right back.
you're a small business owner, no one has to tell you that your business is one of the largest assets you possess. But have you ever taken the time to know what it's worth? Business valuation is not only critical for growing your company, but ultimately its eventual sale. At Miles Wealth Management, they can help you determine the value of your business through a simple yet comprehensive process that doesn't take months and cost thousands of dollars. For many years, Miles has provided you with insurance and financial services. Now they can help you ensure the growth and stability of your business for years to come. Call them today at 845-651-3070 for a free consultation or visit them online at mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located on North Main Street in the Village of Florida. Miles Wealth Management, LLC, is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors Incorporated and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
This is attorney Bob Krahulik of the law firm Beatty & Krahulik, the lawyer guy on WTBQ Radio.
Tune in every Thursday at 12 noon for the latest in legal advice and tips.
We're taking calls and giving answers to all your legal questions and issues on WTBQ.
Howdy, this is Cowgirl Chip.
And Cowboy Mark.
And we're here to tell you about Horse Talk.
8 a.m. every Saturday morning.
You'll find out the latest and the best information on horses.
11:10 a.m. and
93.5 FM.
WTBQ. Welcome back. This is Jim Mazzetti, and welcome to the American Dream. Remember here, folks, we are here every Tuesday from 10 to 11, interviewing the biggest, the brightest, and most courageous entrepreneurs I can find in Orange County, and today is no different, as it is every week is no different. Lauren Brophy and her partner, Lee Petrowski?
Petrowski.
Yeah, I should know that, living in Polish land here in Warwick, right? Are the owners of the Candy, actually the Apple Valley Inn Bed and Breakfast and the Candy Apple Shop in Warwick, which we'll get to here in a moment. And it was kind of neat, Lauren. We were talking prior to on the show and in off air that, you know, the what was kind of different in your story, but not totally different than most entrepreneurs you interview, is that you didn't jump in with both feet without a lifeline.
That's right.
Right? And it's funny, people go, well, you're either in or you're not in, being an entrepreneur. And that's not the case, because I don't think, you know, the one thing that I always find is that there's no formula or book or, you know, recipe for becoming an entrepreneur. And I think everybody does it differently. But you have to do what makes sense for you and what lets you sleep at night.
That's right.
Right? And I think you did it the best way you could at the time, and you make it happen. And I think it was very important, you know, when we think about getting into business for ourselves, there's a lot of things you go through, and a lot of it is emotional. I think you touched on that before, but you got to keep your passion in check.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's extremely difficult. I know for me, especially, one of my ventures, and the passion took over, and it wasn't the best economic move, but you figure you'll fight through it. But you get through those points where you go, okay, listen, this is great. I can see this. I can vision it. I know what it's going to be. But at the same time, okay, now we got to look down and go, does it make – where does the dollars and cents go?
That's right.
And you made the right move. And you kept your jobs during this period.
Yeah. I mean, when we saw the Apple Valley Inn and we purchased it and we moved in, we knew that, you know, this wasn't going to be a turnkey business. We weren't going to open the doors and, you know, everybody was going to come rushing
flood
in.
Flood through your doors.
And that we'd be able to pay the mortgage and, right, and everything else that goes along with that. So, you know, our plan was that we would keep our jobs. Now, living in Sussex County, we're quite a bit away from New York City, and that's where I worked, in Lower Manhattan.
And no easy way to get there.
There is no easy way to get there. And you know, plus we were renovating. And so we had so many balls in the air. But I will tell you, we were really riding high because we were so excited. And so, you know, I think that got us through the first couple of years, just that passion of, you know, we're doing this, we can handle anything. A lot of our family and friends think we're nuts, you know, because our day literally would be, you know, I would have to be at work at 7, you know, to get to New York City by 7 a.m. when you live in Glenwood, New Jersey is quite a ride.
That's a 5 a.m. departure.
And Lee also would have to be in early. So, you know, we would get up at 3:30 And we would be out the door at 4:30, you know, and we'd be home at 9, you know, between 8 and 9. So how do we do it? Well, you know what? When we got home, we worked the phones. We called people back. You know, we did as much as we could. We painted. We did all the grunge work that needed to be done in between what was being renovated.
It wasn't all done by contractors.
A lot of it was. But right. you and I know that, you know, when you have a contractor come in, you don't want to pay them to
paint walls.
Exactly. And, yeah. So, you know, or even, you know, when they're doing demolition, you know, we would clean up the mess. So the next morning when they got there, they were right on task. They weren't cleaning up, you know, taking 2 hours,
right.
You know, before they started to kick in that day. So, you know, yeah, we were there. We actually painted the outside of the house while the inside was being done, and we did that ourselves. So anything that we could do, we did. And that, I think, is a big part of it. But you're right. You know, we kept our other jobs. To this day, Lee actually just transitioned from working full-time just this past month to be working 2 days a week, which she would be here today, but she's at that other position. And that helps us. It helps us grow our business. It keeps us grounded, you know, and so we're able to reinvest in ourselves constantly. Everything that we do goes back into our business, goes into our marketing, and just continues to try to build our business. So
that's
we're
key.
Not,
yeah.
We weren't foolish in just jumping in saying we can do this.
Right.
You know, we were talking, you need money. Unfortunately, that is, you know, cash is king, and you need the money to kind of keep building the business.
And I think, you know, a lot of that, I just had this discussion this morning, actually, with an associate of mine. You know, in order to keep that clarity of mind, a lot of times, is you need to feel comfortable that you have those reserves, you have that cash flow. And listen, everybody does a little bit differently. I mean, you could probably, you know, some people say, listen, if I knew I had a lifeline, I wouldn't be working as hard. But I think there's a lot to be said to know that there's dollars still coming in the door while you're building something.
Absolutely. And you can take risks. You know, those are measured risks.
Good point.
But, you know,
very good point.
They allow us to take risks. And I'm sure we'll get into it. But when we first opened up the candy apple shop, which is on – the first one is on the grounds of the Apple Valley. And we had no idea what that was going to be. You know, so we had to really run the gamut of all these different ideas and what could we put there that would be successful. And not only for, you know, one of the big things we considered is the Apple Valley Inn is for tourists. You know, people come here to visit the area and stay. But how do we bring the community into our business? Because they're here all the time. And so that was a big consideration. So we don't just want tourists coming into this new venture, whatever it was going to be. You know, we wanted to have something that welcomed the community as well. And after many, many ideas and bouncing around ideas and the pros and cons, we came up with a candy store, but a gourmet chocolate shop, really. And that was the candy apple shop.
And I mean, how many ideas did you go through before you came up with that one?
I mean, just crazy, crazy ideas that, you know, were just laughable.
Right.
But fun to kind of, you know, and of course, you know, you always have to consider what are the zoning allowances.
Oh, yeah, that little minor part.
You know?
Yeah,
so we
true.
Did have to go to the town and figure out what were the zoning allowances there. And so we kind of worked within that framework. You know, luckily, there were quite a number that were open to us. So,
okay.
But, you know, one of the things we didn't want is to have just one segment of the population want to come in our shop. So we didn't want to go just the gift shop route. We wanted to kind of do something that would, like, you know, entice people to come in, men, women, kids, you name it, and that they'd want to come in our shop. And we wanted it to be something that we had return customers. So,
okay.
That's how...
not just a one and done.
Yeah.
And thanks. I check it off my bucket list and then I'll do it again.
That's right. And so the candy apple shop kind of started to take form. And actually naming the candy apple shop, we did with the help of one of our guests who, believe it or not, had some experience or knew somebody in the candy business, I think it was. And they kind of like offhandly mentioned the candy apple shop name. And we're thinking, yeah, who doesn't love candy apples? And they're actually caramel apples.
Okay, they're amazing, by the way.
Oh, good, thank you.
My wife, they make sure I stop at the shop on the way home, make sure I get one and bring it back. My stepdaughter and love those things. But you know, coming up with that name, isn't that brutal all by itself?
It is, you know, and
it's fun, but it's brutal.
It's fun. It's brutal, but, and there are times where you look back and say, did we name it the right thing? Because Candy Apple Shop, we have had people think, oh, do you just make candy apples? And no, we're much more than that, you know.
Does it limit me?
It doesn't. But now we have a fairly good following after being in business for 11 years. And now we're coming up in being in business for 1 year in our newest shop in Warwick. So people now are starting to very clearly associate us with having a tremendous amount of chocolates to pick from as well.
Yes.
We make our own custom molds. We make homemade fudge in the Warwick shop. And so we offer quite a bit of things.
Oh, your selection is amazing in Warwick. But I'm curious. I ever thought about it the way you just touched upon it is, you know, when I'm thinking about it, the B&B, and I'm thinking, you know, the people that want to stay there are not from here. The candy shop, you know, those are kind of touristy things. But it was kind of brilliant how you – it was brilliant how you figured out, listen, I want to – how did you make the community part of it?
You know, it's funny. When you have a bed and breakfast, people aren't knocking your door from the community saying, hi, I'm so-and-so. You know, can I see your business? It's not – they don't need your business. Now, they may need it if they have to put in put up people that are visiting them. But it's not like a retail operation where they're coming in themselves. So when we opened, I can remember, and I'm sure Lee can also, you know, had the excitement that we felt with our first customer coming into the candy apple shop. We were ecstatic, you know, and they were few and far between initially, you know, because we were in a remote little area. You know, we're over on Route 517 in Glenwood. It's down from Pocheck. It's across from Pocheck Valley Farms and down from the high school. But it's not Main Street USA like Warwick, like our Warwick shop. We had a lot of people that just walk in. So, you know, it kind of – the whole thing has morphed. And so our local community, you know, would stop in. And then it just – word spreads like wildfire. You know, we live in a wonderful place. And I think, love it here. Yeah. And so, you know, when we didn't have the Warwick shop, people from work were coming over to our shop. They're telling people about us. And this is before Facebook, you know, became what it is today. You know,
right.
13 years ago, or I should say 11 years ago when the candy shop opened, Facebook wasn't this, you know, thing it is today, this beast of social media.
Yeah, I don't even remember it. Truthful.
So it was really, you know, word of mouth. And, you know, funny story is my one brother would come into the shop, and he lives in Bergen County. He would come up, and he was doing a favor for us one day. And he's standing in the shop, and, you know, there had to be, in the course of, you know, an hour or so, you know, maybe 10 people came in, and they all knew our names, and they all asked how we were, and we knew what they wanted. And these people would leave. And finally, my brother would say, who are these people? Like, they shop here every week. Like, he couldn't get over it. I'm like, of course they do. It's like going to your bakery, you know, it's one of those things. And once you have it, you know, people want to support, you know, their local community. And that's, you know, so evident here in Warwick and in Vernon. And Glenwood, but you know, our community is our best support. The tourists are wonderful, and we get tremendous.
We're very blessed that way. You're right.
We really are, and they want to tell you that, which is really neat. They love to support local business, so you know, our community has embraced this from day one in Vernon, and really from also when we started here in Warwick.
It is an amazing community, and the way it supports not only small businesses but the community itself, the outreach, the amazing thing that happened constantly in Warwick and Orange County, and Orange County in general too. But, you know, it's so neat that having Vernon and Glenwood right down the street, literally, you know, a stone's throw away,
yep.
The borders. But what an interesting time. And it's funny. When did you realize you actually had a real business? I mean, when was that aha moment? Like, oh my God, this actually might work.
You know, we knew it was going to work. If we didn't, we shouldn't have started it. You know, we just had a feeling that, because our guests would always say, where can we go shopping? And then we're like, oh, so at least we know we'll get them. You know, they'll want to wander into the candy shop. But of course, then we would send them over to Warwick with the great avenue here on Main Street. But, you know, then, of course, you know, part and parcel to having a brick and mortar building, we developed a website.
That's right.
And so, you know, but then 11 years ago, it was a little different. Now it's, you know, a different world out there. It's evolved. But, you know, so we started getting orders online. And we also started reaching corporate customers. So our corporate accounts, they don't care where you are. You could be in nowhere land.
Right.
If you deliver a good product and you're reliable and, you know, everything goes according to plan, you're going to keep that corporate client. And so we started to, when we rolled out our website, which we're actually redoing right now and going to be rolling out a newer version of our site in the next 2 months, we wound up getting some amazing corporate clients. And, that was... Then we kind of thought, wow, this is amazing. So we have multiple businesses in one business. So we have the Apple Valley and Bed and Breakfast. We have the Candy Apple Shop. And within the Candy Apple Shop, we have our walk-in customers. We have our internet, you know, folks that buy our apples online. And then we have a corporate client. And then we have another business within that, which is we do wedding favors. Our apples as gourmet apple wedding favors. And so we have all these like little niche businesses within it. And that part of the business really took off. So we do a lot of weddings. We are hooked into a wonderful wedding planner in Manhattan, and they recommend us, and we do huge events. We've done events in many of the high-end hotels in the city. In terms of our corporate clients, you know, we've got some really, really nice clients that use us year in and year out. And what happens is when you ship our apples, for instance, Priceline is one of our clients, and they ship to everybody. You know, they ship to Google, they ship to Orbitz, they ship to everybody. Those folks get our apples, and they say, oh, that's a great idea for our client. And so it kind of creates a wonderful
It's amazing how it's evolved.
Yeah. So, you know, we're trying to really pick up on that at this stage and see how we can make that work better for us. But in the middle of all that, in terms of the internet, and we were presented with, and we always had our eye on Warwick. It's always been a town that we love going to ourselves. We always sent our guests over here, and we have friends over here that are other shop owners, and you know, the Warwick Valley Winery. There's just numerous things.
There's lots of other attractions.
There is.
Right.
Yeah, and I was telling you before we got on the show that, you know, there would be occasions where somebody would come into our shop in Glenwood, and they'd be like, so why do people come to the Apple Valley Inn? And because they live there. And I'd be like, well, go on our website. Look at our attractions page. There's a lot to do here. And it's a great place. So we're very lucky. And so, you know, so when we started off coming into, we started to think about coming into Warwick, we had looked over the years, you know, for property and didn't know if we would buy, if we would lease, what we would do. And we had looked at other places, other locations, and it never panned out for us. And you know how it works. You start to kind of configure your brain to deal with it. So you gung-ho to get in, and then all of a sudden it doesn't work out, and you're like, okay, we're going to fall back, and we're going to dig in here. And that's what we had done. And then all of a sudden we were contacted by a realtor, Charles Emanuel, who said, I have the property. You need to come over here tonight and look at it. And we were like, oh, okay,
and
let's
go. And there's the opportunity.
Yeah, and so it was. I remember it was a Tuesday night. Lee was working down in Lyndhurst, and I was at the Apple Valley Inn, and we met him at night on Tuesday. We walked into the property, and it was an old Remax dealer.
That's right.
And honestly, we walked in there, we're like, oh, no, we love it. You know, so now we're presented with, how do we do this?
Now, how do I do it? With that, we'd hold that thought real quick. This is Jim Mazzetti. This is The American Dream. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
If you're a small business owner, no one has to tell you that your business is one of the largest assets you possess. But have you ever taken the time to know what it's worth? Business valuation is not only critical for growing your company, but ultimately its eventual sale. At Miles Wealth Management, they can help you determine the value of your business through a simple yet comprehensive process that doesn't take months and costs thousands of dollars. For many years, Miles has provided you with insurance and financial services. Now they can help you ensure the growth and stability of your business for years to come. Call them today at 845-651-3070 for a free consultation, or visit them online at MilesWealthManagement.com. They're located on North Main Street in the Village of Florida. Miles Wealth Management, LLC, is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors Incorporated and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hey, polka fans, it's Nat the Cat inviting you to join me for an hour of polka fun each and every Sunday morning. For the very best in polkas, waltzes, and obedics, join us at 10 a.m. for the Natalie Gabala Polka Fun Show, Sundays, and it's all here on TBQ.
That jazz.
This is Frank Lowell. Tune in every Sunday morning at 9 and Sunday night at 11 for And All That Jazz on WTBQ. You'll hear music of every style. It's the most eclectic show on radio.
That jazz. WTBQ
weather. We have cloudy skies. There'll be some rain around this morning, and temperatures will head up to near 60 with some brightening this afternoon. Tonight, look for periods of rain again. It'll stay cloudy and in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, look for clouds and some showers with a high near 60. Showers, periods of rain tomorrow night again will go down into the 40s. And look for Thursday to keep a chance of showers under cloudy skies with a high right around 60. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Tony Salima.
WTBQ.
All right, back again. This is Jim Mazzetti. Welcome to the American Dream. If you're just joining us, today is another great show. I've got Lauren Brophy from Apple Valley Inn Bed and Breakfast and the Candy Apple Shop, located in both locations, but we're going to get to this one in a moment. The new brand new location is in Warwick, New York, which is actually, I think it's coming up on its first year.
Yeah, in June. Oh,
congratulations.
Thank you.
And, we kind of, summarize for everybody, Lauren came from a very different background, but and Lee for that matter, but those backgrounds helped you, quite frankly, size up what you want to do, clear up what you want to do, and gave you and you found what you want to do and have your exit strategy, and you've accomplished it. But what I'm hearing is you're far from being happy. You're happy with it, but you're far from being, I would say, satisfied.
We're just getting started.
You're just getting started.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny, you've been in the working world for a bunch of years.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I love is the energy and passion you still have in your voice, because this is a whole nother chapter.
It is. And it's fun. It's, Lee sums it up sometimes by telling people that, the enticing part, we were so outside our comfort zone. We were kind
of... And that was the fun part?
It was,
because
yeah.
it does draw you outside. Yeah.
Well, we always say, I worked in regulation, and, it's a hard position because, you are doing things that, you're looking for things that aren't the best. You're
right.
Looking for people that are doing things that they shouldn't be doing. Lee's a controller, so she's, managing the money for a company, and at times you have to say no. So you have to make hard decisions, and you're not always making people happy in both those jobs.
Far from it, actually.
Right?
Yeah.
So a lot of times, your day is not full of smiles, it's just not.
Not in your world,
it's
no.
It's not. It's not right. Reality. And so to go into a situation where there's a lot of smiles with chocolate, and there's a lot of smiles when you make somebody's day by giving them a great overnight stay in terms of, a wonderful breakfast, great right. things to do in the area, and just a nice experience overall. That's like a new world. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. We wake up every day happy, and there's not enough hours in the day.
I was going to say, it's a complete 180.
It is, and
right?
and we love it. We
yeah.
love it.
Amazing transformation. So let's go back to getting this shop and work, and we were talking off air real quick, about it, you looked at a bunch of places, you passed on a few places, and when you got this one, we were talking before, like it was like, oh my God, holy crap, this is perfect. This is exactly what we wanted. And then there was a realization, okay, now how do we do it?
Yeah, and so, it's amazing because we had positioned our brains to be, okay, we're going to dig in here in Glenwood and make it work and, do the internet and all these other things. And we have a great business plan there.
And it
was working,
right.
But we always had, this our eye on another business somewhere else. And then we're presented with an opportunity of a space on Main Street, which doesn't happen very often.
No, actually
so,
not.
Yeah, so we were lucky to get that phone call. And when we went over there, it's actually in the old town hall building at 60 Main Street across from the CVS. So it's at the northern part of that little strip there, kind of as you're heading out of town, out of the main
right.
village.
Yeah. And for all those people that grew up in Warwick, it's real close to Frank's Pizza.
Yeah,
which is
right.
always a
couple doors down from
yep,
Frank's Pizza.
Destination.
And so we walked in. It's a beautiful building. And we walked in and we were like, oh, no, it's perfect. Now what?
Yeah. How do we do this?
How do we do it? And so the space was interesting because the front part of the store, what it is today, was the Remax dealer. And then there was a solid floor-to-ceiling wall. And behind that was another space that was also – it was not occupied, but it was available. And so here we are thinking, we'll rent the front space. And then we're like, we're just going to take both. And so because
– What a huge leap.
It was because, we're in it and we needed to make sure we had enough room. And though it was a scary decision, but in the end, we already ran out of room. It's already full. And now we have a workroom in the back. We have, kind of a where we prepare items. We prepare caramel apples and other things. So we have like a little kitchen back there. And then most of the shop is for retail. And we also have some chocolate machines in the front so people can see us dipping and things like that. And that's the attraction for us is that, here you have these beautiful windows in the front of the shop that people can peer in and see
right.
what we're doing. And the entrance is interesting. And it's got really tall ceilings.
It's extremely welcoming.
Oh, thank you.
It is extremely welcoming. I mean, it's one of those buildings you just you feel drawn into.
Yeah.
And it has something to do with the candy, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was a bit of a dark space when we first moved in. We've totally renovated it. So what it used to be is nothing as it is today. You know, we went with really bright colors. We wanted somebody, when they walked in that shop, to not only smell the chocolate, but to feel instantly happy. And we went with a real colorful scheme. We went with pinks and greens and whites and a checkerboard floor on the front part.
It's almost a Willy Wonka feel, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it was great creating it. We had some help from Marina Case of the Red Shutters.
Yep.
And we were lucky to meet with her and our paths crossed, and she helped us put it together. You know, so it just started to take form, and we just love it over there.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But what challenges did you have getting that? I mean, besides finding the right space, I mean, putting that together. I mean, again, it's amazing because the end product, if you walk in there, you're overwhelmed on how beautiful the store turned out, and the chocolate situation. I mean, there's just perfect. I mean, it really is. But we know it was, you know, when you got in there, I mean, how did you, like, oh my God, how could you see this vision of how it was going to turn out?
I think it helped that we had done it before.
Okay.
Now, granted, it was on a much smaller scale with the other candy store, because that building at the Glenwood location was also, it was an old distillery, and it needed to be totally renovated. So we saw it. We just saw what it was going to be, and we made it happen. Also, renovating the inn. We're used to renovating. As painful as it can be sometimes, you know, it's great fun, you know, when you get to the end. And so when we saw it, we just had this vision of how we wanted it to be. I think the biggest challenge, we have great landlords as well, and they were really, really helpful.
It certainly helps.
It is, and they're great. And so they kind of, you know, they made it easy for us to get the space. I could say that. One of the biggest challenges, there was no air conditioning, and chocolate is extremely temperamental. It needs to be kept at a nice temperature. So, you know, we had to put a whole new, you know, whole air conditioning system in the store. And that was a challenge. We had to put plumbing in. That was a challenge. It's an interesting building. There are tenants. There's tenants below us at the back part of the shop.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was an interesting building, but you know, nothing we haven't faced before, with an old building over in Glenwood, an 1831 building. There's always challenges. So, there's always a workaround. It's just, how expensive is that workaround?
Right. And budgeting into it. Right?
Yeah, right. And so, you know, we made it happen. We had some good partners already. We had a wonderful company that designed. We had all our custom cases, our candy cases are all custom designed. We designed the layout ourselves. We wanted it to be, you know, so as you're kind of walking through our shop, you know, it's always interesting. We have three candy cases, 2 6-foot and a 3-foot and a 4-foot candy case, as well as an entire apple case. So there's a lot to look at. Our other shop has 2 candy cases. So it's a lot bigger in terms of the selection we can offer in this location. So we had a great partner that met us numerous times at the location and custom built our cases. We also had some other great people that came in and did the air conditioning work, the plumbing work, and then a wonderful carpenter that did a lot of the work in terms of, you know, we put wainscoting on the walls, floor to ceiling, and we had he constructed a wall that's not a full wall because we wanted to keep an open feeling. It's like a 3/4 wall that separates the shop from our back kitchen area. And then Marina helped us find a wonderful wallpaper and great awnings. We did interior awnings over the windows.
I remember seeing that. It's amazing. Yeah.
And so they're really playful and fun. And then our colors are pink and green. And, you know, so we really everything was perfect in terms of the location. It was just figuring out how to do it. So were there challenges? There definitely were. But they were not big, big hurdles.
Right.
You know, for
but
us.
There are neat challenges. I mean, and that's the thing that you try and point out all entrepreneurs, that you know, these are things you either get really overwhelmed by them or you embrace them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you embrace them, you look at the end product is what happened in your case is the end product turned out probably better than you even imagined.
Yeah, you know, it did. And we look at it every day and we say, how can we make it better?
That's the best part.
It is. And so when if you've been in the space, it's fairly large. And in the back section, we don't like to rush things. So we originally had our candy cases built in and our display cabinets behind those, but we did have a back wall area that didn't have anything. And so we recently, right before Easter, had a huge wall unit custom made and put up in there. And that housed, you know, all our Easter bunnies. And it's perfect. It's the perfect situation. But we took our time and had it designed. And
get a feel for the space.
Exactly. Yeah. Get a feel for the space is perfect, is exactly right. Because, you know, how the customer would walk into the front of the shop and there wasn't a lot in the back. So maybe they would stop halfway through. Now they're going right to the back. Okay. Plus, we've added fudge. So we have our fudge counter is now in the back. And so that draws people to the back, too. Plus, it's a playful place. You know, you kind of want to meander around and see all the things. We have an old-fashioned popcorn machine in there. We pop organic popcorn on the weekends. And so it's kind of got, you know, it just has a really good feel. On the top of the three-quarter wall that we had built that separates the kitchen from the shop, we had our logo put up there, which is where life just gets sweeter. And it's done in really cute letters and for people to see. So it's really just come together well, and we're thrilled with it.
You should be. I mean, and as you are, I can tell in your voice, you should be very proud of it. I think it's one of the prettier shops in Warwick by far. And it's just it complements Warwick very, very well. And actually, when we come back after this commercial here, we'll talk about how well you and how you thought about that when you came in. So this is Jim Mazzetti. We're right back after this, and we're back at the American Dream right after this. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Mike, I have good news and bad news. Good news is my son just got accepted to college.
Hey, congratulations, Bill. That's great news. What's the bad news?
We don't have enough money for his college education. I don't know how I'm going to tell him that we can't afford to pay all 4 years.
Listen, call the people at Miles Wealth Management. They helped me with my financial planning, and now I can afford my son's entire college tuition. To tell you the truth, for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm truly financially secure.
That's exactly what I need. Now, how do I get in touch with these guys?
You can call them at 845-651-3070, and their website is mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located right in the Village of Florida.
I'm calling them as we speak.
Miles Wealth Management, LLC is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors, Inc., and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hi, this is Dr. David Leach, the superintendent of the Warwick Valley Central School District and host of Your Schools. Listen every Monday at 12 noon to learn what's happening in your schools right here on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
Hi, this is Professor Richard Hull, host of the Warwick Historical Society's weekly show, History Alive. Tune in every Monday at 11:05 to learn how history is your past, present, and future. WTBQ, radio worth listening to. WTBQ.
Back once again. Welcome, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti, and this is The American Dream. We're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11, interviewing the biggest, the brightest, the most courageous entrepreneurs I can find, and having a great time, as I always do each and every week, with Lauren Brophy from the Apple Valley Bed and Breakfast and Candy Apple Shop, located in both places. But when we're talking about prior to this was in Warwick, and just a neat story. And, you know, it's funny. I always point this out. Lauren, but the passion in your voice, and you're just so enjoying doing this. And it's funny, it hasn't been really an instance this entire interview where I call you going, man, I don't know why I did this.
No, not at all. Mm-mm.
And I tell you, there's so many times, and me personally, I've been there going, I tell you, when I took on this ski area, and I forget it was in 2008, I remember. It was a winter that was not.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible, and I remember sitting in my basement going, "What did I just do?"
Mm-hmm.
And that happens, but you kind of learn to fight through it. But every entrepreneur has their own challenges.
Absolutely,
and it's how you deal with them that either creates the successful ones or the ones that don't make it. And that's why there's 500,000 new businesses start every year, and 500,000 go out.
Yeah, it's scary. It's a scary proposition. I think that the idea of a candy store, people think, oh, this is a great little business. You know, you put candies in a box.
And they just come.
And yeah. But it's so much more. I mean, ask our staff. You know, we have a wonderful staff, and I'd be remiss to not mention them because they are, you know, we can't be in all these places at once.
Right.
And so we have a great staff here in Warwick and also over in Glenwood. You know, we have, we're so thankful for them because they have the same enthusiasm that we do. And that's hard, you know, to find staff and employees. And they're more than staff. They're family, they're friends. They watch our back. They are so endeared to our customers. People come in and tell me all the time how nice they are. And that's the best thing I can ever hear. So, you know, we have a great team and that, and we've built that team over the last
year. How did you create that culture? Cause that's the special sauce, really.
It is.
It's not just about what you're, you know, the products and everything else, but it's how they're presented and how the people are welcomed that really create the experience.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully, you know, they feel our energy and, you know, we try to treat everybody well. I think if you just do that, you know, people come around and they do the right thing and they want to, they innately want to do a great job.
Right.
And so we're thankful to have them. We try to show our appreciation as often as we can. And, you know, I don't know that there's a secret answer to that. You know, we've just been extraordinarily lucky since day one and having great people that help us.
You know, a lot of it, you don't have to say it, and a lot of it comes from leadership and doing the right thing and treating people the way, you know, you want to be treated. It comes out. And I, you know, I tell every entrepreneur or any CEOs I talk to on a regular basis, I go, listen, it's not rocket science. It just isn't. Just do the right thing and do right by people, do right by you.
Mm-hmm.
And, but at the end of the day, you still have to run a business.
Yep.
We each and every day, and mm-hmm. there's things that we have to deal. But if you have the right staff, because I want to stay positive, not negative here. If you have the right staff, it just makes everything so much better.
It does.
You know, and helps you clear, you know, have clear vision on what you want to do and where you want to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, contrary, without the staff, you can't grow.
No, we're nowhere, you know, and so we need these. They're partners, really, with us. And
that's a very good point. They are partners.
They are. And every customer that walks in that store, you know, it's always, you can have one bad experience and never want to go back. And we hope that never happens.
Without question.
You know, and everybody makes mistakes. I've made them many times. And I think it's how you react when that occurs that, you know, whether determines whether you keep that customer or not. So, you know, the gals are great. They're just wonderful. They know how to treat customers. They're friendly. They're courteous. They're very conscientious. And, you know, they are definitely a big part of our success.
Well, you know, they do work in the happiest place in the world.
Yeah.
How do you walk out and not be happy after having a nice candy apple and candy? What advice would you give anybody thinking about starting their own business?
Now, I think due diligence, you know, in terms of understanding the business that you're going to get into. I mean, we did that extensively with both businesses. We had some wonderful people that we met along the way. But, you know, we had to find those people. You have to do your own homework and get out there and interview people that are in the business in terms of the bed and breakfast. And there's so many different bed and breakfasts. There's totally different ways to run them. You have to pick the one that you want to do. You want to be hands-on, hands-off. You know, it depends.
Oh, really?
You know, we are very hands-on. You know, we live in the Apple Valley Inn. We're there. We provide concierge services in terms of, you know, telling people, giving them directions to locations, telling them about attractions, making dinner reservations. You know, we're there if they need us. You know, I know there's other ones that are kind of you check in and I don't mean necessarily here in this area, but definitely throughout the country. You kind of go, you know, they can sometimes even leave a note, how to gain access. Here's your key. And so
I've actually stayed in one of those.
Yeah. So it happens.
Yeah,
so
right.
We don't want that. You know, we are definitely customer driven in terms of being there to make sure they're having a good stay. The same model was carried over to the candy store. It doesn't matter to us if you're in there to buy, you know, a 10 cent fireball or, you know, put in a custom order for gourmet apples for a wedding. We're going to treat you the same way. And I think that's, you know, a big part of why people like to come in there. Doesn't matter who you are, what your means are. You know, we're going to treat you like everybody else.
Yeah. And that's a great reminder for anybody in the business. In business, is you never know what that customer is going to bring today, tomorrow, or next week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so again, don't make an assumption.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And do it. Always keep the highest level of service, the highest and best quality. And you know, and it rings true in all businesses across the board. Again, it's just keep doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard.
Yeah.
And by the way, before we run out of time, because I'm always remiss in doing this myself, let's give people a way to get a hold of you. and your location, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, so in so the Apple Valley Inn Bed and Breakfast is located on Route 517 in Glenwood. The address is 967 County Route 517. Our phone number is 973-764-3735, and our website is easy. It's www.applevalleyinn.com. On the site of the on the grounds of the Apple Valley, it is our first candy shop, the Candy Apple Shop, and it's a building located right next to the inn. It's the same access driveway, same location. The number there is 973-764-4060. And then our newest location, which we'll be celebrating a year this June, is located at 60 Main Street in Warwick, New York. It's the old town hall building across from the CVS. And the phone number there is 845-544-1844. And it's the same website.
Amazing. Well, I'll give you credit just for doing that, quite frankly. Remembering all those things. I can remember, thank God I have our guys remembering all our websites and our passcodes and, oh my goodness. But, you know, let's, before we have a couple of minutes here, we'd love to talk about, what marketing strategies work for you best?
Yeah, a good question because, you know, we didn't have any of this experience. You know, we were regulators and accountants.
A whole different world,
Totally different world. So that was great fun. And so we've learned a lot ourselves. I will say that social media, you know, we're trying to keep step with that. Our Facebook page is really a great page because we've got over 4,000 likes
really?
On Facebook. All organic. We don't pay for any of them. And so they're through...
That's tremendous, by the way.
Yeah, it's great. And we interact with people on Facebook. You know, they'll ask us questions, they'll private message us. But we try to keep current in terms of always, you know, pictures tell a thousand things. So we're always posting photos of our newest products or, you know, for instance, Mother's Day is coming up this week. This week is Teacher Appreciation Week.
Yep, it's
Teacher Appreciation Week this week. So, and Mother's Day. So we have, you know, folks that are always checking in to see what's new or what do we have. And of course, we'll have chocolate-covered strawberries this weekend. You can order them or come in for them. Ordering is always best because you know you're going to get them.
Good point.
And then our apples are huge for Mother's Day. Teacher Appreciation Week, of course, you know, our apples are huge. An apple for the teacher, box chocolates or any of our molds or, you know. So, you know, social media is a great way to get that message out there. And it's also infectious because people that love Facebook in terms of, you know, being able to follow different shops, are they love to share your posts. And, you know, when they share a post, they're reaching out to their whole community of people that you previously didn't have the ability to interact with. And they're your biggest ambassadors. If you give them a good product, they want to tell people about you. So it's a means for them to do that through Facebook, and they share our photos and our pictures and our posts. And so it's just been extraordinary. We get orders on Facebook. You know, I didn't really expect that. You know, people will private message me. I need, you know, 20 apples for the Saturday. Can you do it? And or anything. And so...
It's been such an amazing media.
It is.
I mean, it's just the way and now it's true commerce through Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and it's funny because everybody looks at, you know, there's always somebody trying to take the biggest kid down, But it also is funny that, you know, it depends on the business and each business, it works differently with each media.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook works for some, doesn't work for others.
Yep.
LinkedIn works for some, doesn't work for others.
Yep.
Instagram, depending on the age bracket and so on and so forth. But I think the important part is not to be afraid to embrace it and try it.
Right.
You can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong. If you mess up, you fix it.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to try and do it. Well, with that, we'll say I want to thank you again for taking the time. It's been a pleasure as usual.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
And I know I have to stop by on the way out of here and make sure Mother's Day is taken care of. And folks, remember, this is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream. You can join us every Tuesday from 10 to 11, interviewing the biggest and brightest entrepreneurs we can find in Orange County. And remember, if you want to be on the show or have interest in sharing your story, please reach out to us. You can reach us here at the station, 651-1110, or you can reach me at Miles Wealth Management at 651-3070. And obviously, you can find us on the web. And that is it for today. God bless, be successful, and take care.